Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 4. Anger is cruel, and wrath is like a flood, but jealousy is even more dangerous. The Bible introduces us to lots of jealous people. Most famous among them are Joseph's brothers. They were so consumed with jealousy that they planned to kill Joseph. Throughout history, jealousy has destroyed many lives, and the writer of Proverbs was fully aware of its terrible power. Jealousy starts slowly and quietly. It begins when we look at someone else and see they've something we don't. The more we reflect on it, the more we realise that there's no reason why they should have got more than we've got. It isn't fair. Unchecked, those thoughts flower into feelings of jealousy and rage. When I've chatted with people in prison, they've often traced their crime back to thoughts which started quietly and innocently enough, but grew into violent actions. We will all, from time to time, have little twinges of envy. The question is, how do we prevent those feelings developing into full-grown, destructive jealousy? The Apostle Paul would answer that we need to allow the Holy Spirit to take charge. He specifically referred to jealousy as one of the features of a sinful nature. He came up with a long list of sins, including sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarrelling, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, and wild parties. You'll find that in Galatians chapter 5. It's quite a list. And the point is that they're all related. They're all the result of sin, and they're all destructive. As we live our lives in step with the Holy Spirit, His fruit takes over. There's no space for jealousy when you look at people with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Christians certainly aren't perfect, but we worship a perfect God who, in the power of His Holy Spirit, is able to help us to avoid the terrible destructiveness of jealousy. So let me ask you this question. How do you handle feelings of envy? Let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you that you understand us so well. Help us to allow your Spirit to shape every part of our lives. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Well, you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.